Welcome to our today's BusinessRadio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Josh Dames from Rizdahl Marketing Group, and our topic is social media. What do I do first? Josh, why is this issue important to business owners?
I think the reason it is important is that business owners are hearing things every day from colleagues, friends, and even family about how big social media is and how important social media is and how if you don't have a Facebook page, you're already falling behind. The question business owners need to be answering is, how can I add value to my business's bottom line? There are many ways of using social media and that most companies don't even consider, but it all starts with listening within the social media space and understanding what people are already talking about, who is talking about them, and where. Contrary to what many social media gurus tell you, not every company has to have a Facebook page or a Twitter account. The first step is to create a social media listening plan.
So how does a business create that plan?
On the most complex level is what we refer to at Rizdahl as a social media map. The map monitors the entirety of the public social media space over the course of a month, and tells the company everything that is going on, including how customers are talking about the company's brand, their competitors' brands, or other industry topics. Then we tell them where the conversations are happening, such as Facebook, Twitter, blogs, message boards, or forums, and who the important voices in the space are.
You mentioned that was the most complex listening effort. What's the most simple?
The most simple way is where everyone should start, unless they already know the answer to a basic question. Are my customers using social media in a way where it makes sense for me to communicate with them through social media channels? Facebook has 750 million active members. It's huge, everyone knows that, but are they talking about you, your brand, or your products and services? If you don't know the answer to that question, start by creating what we call a social media listening dashboard. Whenever the dashboard finds relevant content out on the web, it grabs it and puts it in your dashboard, and you can start to see what type of activity is happening. If there isn't any, there is no need for an in-depth social media map. If there's a little, it probably makes sense to have someone continue to monitor it. But if there turns out to be a lot, then you should consider going forward with a more thorough social media map and really engaging in the space.
Josh, any final thoughts?
Yeah, we've posted a link on todaysbusinessradio.com to a white paper on how to create your own social media listening dashboard for free. But if you're looking for any help or guidance, we'd be glad to help.
If you'd like to speak with a member of the Rizdahl marketing team, contact information in our business reference library can be found at todaysbusinessradio.com. The Rizdahl Marketing Group and our other TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. Please listen weekday mornings at 7:20 on Up and Adam with Andrew Lee for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.